Dr. Sabir-Gderian, office note on patient Allison DeBose, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, DeBose, D-E-B-O-S-E, date of birth, 12-18-1984, date of service, 6-11-2025, period paragraph. The patient is 40-year-old female who is presenting to see me in my office, referred by Dr. Lisa Ehrlich, L-I-S-A Ehrlich, E-R-L-I. E-H-R-L-I-C-H. For opinion on IgA nephropathy. In fact, patient has been diagnosed with IgA nephropathy by biopsy in 2019 and was followed by Dr. Timmons. Also, recent biopsy in March 2025 was done and showed the following. On light microscopy, there was 70% renal cortex that contained 17 glomeruli, 7 of which were globally sclerotic. 5 of the 10 remaining glomeruli had areas of segmental sclerosis, and all of the other 5 show mesangial hypercellularity. There is moderate interstitial fibrosis and tubular atrophy involving approximately 40% of the cortex, with scattered interstitial inflammation and focal mild tubulitis. Arteries were unremarkable. Period. On EM, there was no glomeruli for EM, period. Patient had seen multiple nephrologists besides Dr. Timmons as well for opinion, period. She wants to avoid steroids at this time period. She has a history of arrhythmia as well and hypertension and chronic kidney disease with elevated serum creatinine between 1.4 to 1.8 range period. Paragraph. Her surgical history includes kidney biopsy type 2, allergies, non-allergic allergies, social history. Patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She works for Chevron Phillips. Family history, father is healthy, grandfather with heart disease, grandmother with lung disease, mother with hypertension and anxiety. Review systems, reveal no headache, no palpitation, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no melena, no urinary symptom, regular periods, no swelling of the legs, or other systems reviewed are negative. Intermittent foaming and the urination reported, however, period. Immunization, she never received any COVID shots, period, paragraph. Investigations and available data in addition to the kidney biopsy mentioned above. Show the following. In May 24, 2025, BUN13, creatinine 1.88, EFR of 34, potassium 4.8, CO2 of 20, total cholesterol 263, HDL 115, albumin 3.9, hemoglobin of 9, MCV 89.1, SH 1.58, 2 plus proteinuria. RBC is more than 20. Another test from LabCorp shows creatinine 1.46, estimated GFR is 46, total CO2 was 18. Okay, paragraph. Assessment, apply 1 IgA nephropathy with 40% involvement of the interstitium with chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, and proteinuria around 3 grams intermittently. I discussed with patient different options available, including Tarpeyo, sparsentan, and others. Patient would like to try conservative therapy without immunosuppressive at this time. We are going to put her on kidney health supportive supplements and follow her closely. She understands that there is a risk of progression, that she may need to start more aggressive regimen, period. I discussed with patient some studies involving low-dose naltrexone in the treatment of IgA nephropathy. And she elected to get this medication, which is off-label for this indication, and give it a try for 6 weeks. Additional diagnosis include metabolic acidosis. We are going to start patient on sodium bicarbonate. Next, anemia, we're going to assess iron stores. Patients to start folic acid B complex supplement. Next, hypertension. Her home log shows controlled hypertension at home on lisinopril. We would continue. Here your paragraph. Patient will see back in around 6 weeks for further recommendations and to review another set of labs and report things. I thank you, Dr. Ehrlich, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will keep you updated on her progress. CC Dr. Lisa, L-I-S-A, Ehrlich, E-H-R-L-I-C-H. And report, thanks.